What's on your mind? Welcome from the studios of 550 K-Fire. KCJB Minot, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, The Flag in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Talk Radio in the Bakken, AM 1090 KTGO, KLTC in Dickinson, wherever you're listening, online or on air. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer in this Talk Radio Town Hall Hour. We do it every Wednesday, and we have the pleasure of having Congressman Cramer in studio with us today.
It's kind of nice. You usually don't get in here now because you're so busy with your schedule, but I hearken back to the days when you were with the PSC and you were on it all the time.
Yeah, well, it was always nice, but, you know, you didn't have this luxurious studio when I was on the public service.
True. We did get the studio remodeled.
Coffee is greatly improved.
And that new coffee machine that's in the break room that I have no clue how to operate.
You need to get a software degree.
Where will you be tomorrow, Kevin, kissing babies and shaking hands for the 4th of July?
Well, tomorrow is Hazen, North Dakota's centennial celebration, so Chris and I are going to head to Hazen, and I'll be in the parade in Hazen. And it's also home to our son-in-law. That's where he is from, and his family's up there. And so we're going to spend time with family and friends and walking and throwing bubble gum and candy in parades. It'll be a great, great celebration. And I'll be back in Bismarck late afternoon, participate in the festivities on the Capitol Mall, be giving a little speech sometime during the symphony concert, I guess, and watch fireworks on the Capitol Mall with about 10,000 of my closest friends.
That sounds like fun. By the way, we have from a listener an invite. I know there's events going on at every corner of the Northern Plains, so hard to pick favorites here, but a lot of great events for the 4th of July. The little town of Hague, North Dakota, which is about 80 miles south and west of Bismarck, expecting 2,000 people tomorrow for a celebration showing respect for the men and women who have and are currently serving in the military. Kind of a neat little deal. They do a 10th annual Salute to Soldiers event, and this is Saturday night. Okay, so this is a Saturday night in Hague. The program starts around 9:30 p.m., national anthem, opening prayer, and then area veterans, retired and active, light a mortar in remembrance of all those who've served and are currently serving and those who've given the ultimate sacrifice to defend the liberties and freedoms of the United States of America. Following is a fireworks show that the members of the Crum Home Hagman and Frank family members put on. So that sounds like good old-fashioned North Dakota fun, doesn't it?
Great little events all over the place. In fact, I just got a text from a friend of mine. He said, how about the Raleigh Parade, which starts at 11 o'clock Mountain Time with the Ranch Rodeo, Bullorama, and Street Dance all today? Better than seeing Gabby Gifford.
Well, okay.
Good place for us to start.
Right. I'll be in Rolla, not Raleigh, but Rolla, North Dakota, on Saturday for their parade. It's their 125th, and Rolla is where I was born. My folks lived in Rolla. My dad worked for Baker Electric at that time as a lineman, and my three of my siblings and I were all born up there. And so I'm going to go home to Rolla, North Dakota for the weekend.
Kevin Cramer is here, the congressman from North Dakota, to answer your questions and for you to share your comments with our weekly talk radio town hall, as we call it. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook page. Lots of ways to weigh in with your questions or comments. The emailer mentioned the Gabby Giffords visit, subject of the Fargo Forum editorial today. She is at this hour at the Kroll's Diner. We've had conflicting reports on whether it's open to the public or not, but I know there's a lot of folks there, so hopefully we'll have an update on what's planned there. And then she'll be at Atomic Coffee in Fargo at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Here's what the Forum editorial said today, speaking of this group called Americans for Responsible Solutions, her group. Their advocacy group encourages elected officials to stand up for, quote, common-sense solutions to prevent gun violence and to protect responsible gun violence, a proposition that thinking Americans support. I think this means you, Kevin, Steve, and I are not thinking Americans, according to the Forum. And they cite some 90% polling data that supports that. Also talked about the proposal to enact a comprehensive federal background check for gun purchases, having 79% of North Dakotans. And also 69% of North Dakotans think it's possible to protect gun rights, and strengthen gun laws. Your reaction to Gabby Giffords' visit and to the Forum editorial saying, if you're not a thinking American if you don't sign up hook, line, and sinker to the increased
Well, first of all, with regard to the forum editorials, they have this a tendency to make these rather far-reaching, descriptions of people that disagree with them. Sometimes they use terms like knuckle-dragging, and, you know, it's provocative stuff. Editorial pages are sort of designed sometimes, I think the forums more than most, to provoke discussion and provoke perhaps letters to the editor and things rather than simply state a position. Because certainly thinking people can disagree on how to approach gun control. But nonetheless, that's their term, not mine. With regard to Congresswoman Giffords being in Fargo, I think it's pretty clear why she's there, why she's in North Dakota. It's aimed directly at our junior senator, Heidi Heitkamp, who I think disappointed her and her organization and others, the other thinking Americans, with her vote on the gun control bill in the U.S. Senate. And I think it's aimed at her. It's designed for her. It's designed to get her attention and hopefully, I guess, in their mind, to get more North Dakotans to put pressure on her, although the vote is over. And so we certainly welcome her. I have no quarrel with her position or her activism. I greatly admire what she's done and what she's doing. I think it's great that a person in her situation who served, you know, nobly in the United States House of Representatives had this very unfortunate situation at the hands of a madman occur and still remain as active as she is in this cause. I think that's to be admired. It's to be honored, and I certainly welcome her to Fargo. But I'm not there.
The forum editorial did some of that rhetoric you're talking about go directly after Heidi Heitkamp, suggesting she'd swirled the NRA's toxic Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
And needed a cup of head-clearing coffee and a heart-to-heart with Giffords. And her husband.
Yeah. It is too bad that people that disagree with other people somehow have to be called one thing, as opposed to just other thinking people who disagree. Somehow activism on one side is noble, but activism on the other side is not. I try very hard to honor activism on all sides of issues. That's why I like talk radio. That's why I come on here for an hour every day, because there might be some people that disagree with me that want to have a shot at me. I welcome that. I think, frankly, that's what Independence Day is all about, you know, that there are ideas and the sharing of them, and in fact that the expression of those ideas are precious.
But if you want to add disagree with Congressman Kramer or agree with Congressman Kramer,
way,
or just ask him a question, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. As a legislative body, do you guys get together and discuss issues like gun issues and how it relates to North Dakota with Senators Hovind and Senators Heitkamp and yourself, and look back to what the constituents of North Dakota want on some issues?
We do to some degree. We work on things that are North Dakota specific a lot. We get together a lot on those issues, whether it's, you know, disaster relief, you know, flood control, agriculture stuff, agriculture policy. We know we've had some round tables in the state together, on various aspects of the farm bill. So, and we, yes, in Washington occasionally, especially if we're trying to tap into a, cabinet secretary or some other administration official who's very, very busy, we can maximize, the potential for time by doing those things together. Yes, we do. With regard to issues like, say, gun control, I mean, immigration reform might be another one, sort of the big issues that are more general in nature. We don't necessarily get together a lot. We know, but part of it, Stephen, and I think this is really an important distinction. You know, the point of having a Senate and a House as two pieces of one branch is specifically to have diversity. And that means even within a delegation. Now, we're unique in that we only have one congressman and we have two senators. There are only six states that have that circumstance. So being a statewide elected congressman, it is perhaps a little different, and perhaps there's a little more collaboration than there would be in some other delegations. But with regard to these bigger issues, we don't get together and sort of pool our thoughts and say, hey, how should we all vote in block? Because, you know, quite frankly, I don't think people elected us to be, you know, to vote in block. I think they elected us. I mean, when you consider Heidi Heitkamp and me being elected as freshmen to our respective bodies, opposite parties, by the very exact same electorate in the very exact same election, you have to sort of honor the fact that they that the electorate honors the diversity of our ideas.
Let's get some calls in here. Jerry in Williston, we'll have time for your question, and then we'll get to Larry and Fargo next. Go ahead, Jerry. You're first.
Congressman Craver, I guess my question is the Congress going to do anything about Obamacare? You know, every poll shows that it's more and more unpopular with the people all the time. That it's getting to be a horror story, all the stuff coming out. And then, of course, it was forced down everybody's throat anyway. Is there any thought of maybe, you know, couldn't the Congress, House of Representatives just defund Obamacare? They have the authority to do that, don't they?
Jerry, hang on for your answer. We're up against the break. We also have an off-air caller who wants to know if the president has the power to just disregard Obamacare for a year, which was announced yesterday. We'll do that when we continue. And then Larry and Fargo. I'll go away. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer, Congressman Jerry from Williston, he had that question on Obamacare. How do you do this? Is there still a possibility? The polls show, you know, back to Jerry's question, is this a done deal? Is it gonna take place? And then you throw in that extra wrinkle about President Obama saying that he's gonna push back that 50 or more workers, to an employer, push that back a year. Is that something that's possible as well?
Well, it's possible, but it's not possible for the president or the IRS to unilaterally change the effective date of a law that was passed by the Congress and signed into law by the president. And there is nothing in that I can see in the Affordable Care Act that gives the president or the IRS the authority to just whimsically, arbitrarily set implementation dates other than those that are in the law. The implementation dates are in the law. I can see why he wants to. That part's pretty clear. But then I could see why he wanted to when I was a public service commissioner 3 years ago watching him, you know, go down this path. So
is this going to turn into a fight?
It's going to be. I can't imagine what next week will be like in Washington when we get back. Now, clearly, they planned this. They planned to make this announcement when we were not in session during the 4th of July week, probably hoping very few people would notice. And quite honestly, very few people have in a lot of ways. But that's not going to change what's obvious. I think what they've done, and I'm sure they've had to calculate, how do we get out of this the best way possible? We anticipated that perhaps when Kathleen Sebelius went to the president and said, we can't be ready by January 1st for some of this, maybe any of it, who knows, that he'd come to Congress and seek a delay, which would have been fine. That would have been legitimate. And we expected he'd probably come and seek a one-year delay. I think it's unlikely he would have gotten that. He might have gotten a three-year delay or a five-year delay. Perhaps a discussion on compromise and how we can repeal the most offensive parts of it, if not all of it. But instead, he waited for us to go on our 4th of July work week and make the announcement sort of under the radar with the IRS that they're going to repeal the employer mandate. And what I think they've done is they've started in motion what oftentimes happens when you create uncertainty, and that is that he breathed hope into the opponents of Obamacare that perhaps we actually can at some point get this thing repealed.
I agree. This feels a little bit like a victory from all the Obamacare battles, that they're admitting this thing is not cutting it. I mean, it you know, there's a silver lining here, isn't there, Kevin?
Oh, I think there is a silver lining, and it is the admission that it's not working. And it's an admission that the employers, you know, are working the system, obviously, with the 50 employees or less, and that, you know, the 30 hours being full time. All of those little things are being played by employers. Remember, and I know we've said this before on the show, and you're going to hear it probably another 100 times, but this was the bill that Nancy Pelosi said we'd have to pass before we'd know what's in it. And she was right. They passed it, and now we're finding out what's in it, and it's not very good.
Okay, so to answer the question from one caller.
Jerry wants to know,
can you defund it? And then the other one wanted to know if the president has the power to disregard Obamacare for a year, if Congress has a part in that decision. You're saying Congress will insert itself there. So we got that answer. But to Jerry's point on defunding.
Yes, and Jerry's right, and we have defunded many things, many parts of it. We've actually passed some bills that move some of the funding around, including the high-risk pool, things like that. The problem is, of course, is that the Senate won't do it. So we never get to, quote, create law. We can pass things in the House. And as long as we're on a continuing resolution sort of track here, that being we just every year to keep the government running, pass a continuing resolution, so we're always funding everything at the last year's numbers, there's no way to sort of roll back funding. But they also can't, without our cooperation, add funding. And so in many respects, what you're seeing by this action by the IRS and the president is an admission that it's crumbling under its own weight. And unfortunately, we ought to be more proactive and try to fix it and repeal it rather than simply let it crumble, because it sends bad signals into the marketplace. Insurers, providers, employers, employees, don't know what the rules are going to be tomorrow.
Just got an update, breaking news. Gabrielle Giffords, the former congresswoman, and her husband just showed up at Kroll's in Mandan. So, contrary to earlier reports, they're both there now. So that was the latest report we had this morning. I wanted to ask you, quickly before we move on to the next topic, the farm bill, something that I'm just beaming about today.
The Bakken Amendment.
It should be. How much do you think that there's this pushback, the president wanting to put a delay on here for a year, the pushback from a lot of businesses saying that flat out they were going to have to cut hours, have to cut employees to get under that 50 mark and get under that 50 full-time employee mark because they couldn't deal with Affordable Care
Act. I think it's a huge part of it. I think he's feeling the heat and the pushback from the people that are the most important and the most effective employers in this country, and that's small business. And Obamacare is hard as it is on everybody, it's especially hard on small business. Their response is the only thing they can do. That is to cut back or not grow beyond 50 or, you know, employees, to not allow more than 30-hour work weeks. You know, they redefined a full-time at 30 hours. Well, all they did was ensure that more people would work 29. I'm actually signed on to a bill that would replace that 30 hours back to the original 40-hour work week as being full-time. And, you know, watching this president travel the world with his family on vacations, I'm not surprised he thinks that 30 hours is a full-time job, but Steve, you work more than that.
Well, his wife had to get out of that prison they call the White House.
Yeah, of course.
It's a nice prison, but it is a prison. John in Tower City, home of some great pie there at that truck stop for Congress.
I just picked one up the other day. Chris and I were in Fargo on Monday, and on our way back, we picked up a pie at the Tower View Cafe.
I think of Tom Clifford every time I have pie at the Tower City Cafe because he always raved about the pie on his trips back and forth from UND to Bismarck. Anyway, John, sorry, we're obsessing over the pie. You have a question about something much more important.
Food. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I was just listening to Congressman Cramer, and he was talking about how they have voted lots of times to defund part of this Obamacare, and of course the Senate won't do anything. Are you trying to tell me that the only way you're going to be able to defund any of this stuff is if the Senate goes along with it? Because I believe 2 years ago, Steve King and Michelle Bachmann had a plan to be able to withhold funds for this Obamacare, and Boehner didn't want to go along with it because he said, well, the rules of the continuing resolution won't let us do that, which was a pretty wimpy answer, if you ask me. So are you trying to tell me that the House Ways and Means Committee or the Congress or the House of Representatives can do absolutely nothing unless about defunding parts of this unless the Senate goes along with it?
John, hang on for your answer. We're up against another break here. We're adding lots of suspense to the answers from Congressman Cramer today on our Talk Radio Town Hall by the clock. More of your questions welcome to after this timeout, 800-228-0550.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's on your mind? 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KCJB, Minot, KLTC, Dickinson, KTGO, Tioga. John in Tower City calling and asking, I guess, a little bit about some procedural things.
Sure.
Previously where John Boehner was at. Anyway, go ahead. Congressman Kramer.
John Boehner has consistently supported and voted himself to defund Obamacare and defund several parts of Obamacare. Every time it goes over to the Senate, nothing happens. Now, what I think John's talking about is when you come to up to a continuing resolution, and that is, you know, to keep the government open, then you're confronted with lots of possibilities. The problem with that is that, and by the way, Senator Cruz on the Senate side did in fact, as part of the continuing resolution, as I recall, have a defunding of Obamacare amendment in the continuing resolution. But of course, it didn't pass the Senate. And so as long as, if you can't get both the chambers to agree on something like that, the government's gonna continue running unless, and maybe John advocates this. And if he does, more power to him. I think it's a reasonable response. We could put an amendment and have to defund Obamacare on a continuing resolution, pass it out of the House. Obviously, the Senate is not going to agree to that. But then the government shuts down if we don't come to some agreement on the continuing resolution. If, in fact, shutting down the government is a decent enough trade-off to defund Obamacare, that would be the only way I can see it, possible path to defunding Obamacare without the Senate. That would be to not pass a continuing resolution, shut down the government. And I don't think there's much of an appetite for that in Washington or, frankly, even in the United States.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to the phones. Rocky in Tioga, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell Congressman Kramer, I just really appreciate the gentle attitude that he has toward people and the dialogue that he does, and it means a lot.
Thanks, Rocky.
Having said that, I mean no disrespect, I honestly don't, but sometimes it's really hard for us, those of us that really feel strongly about our country and our family and our kids, and we can't do anything to stop the stuff that's happening. Mm-hmm. And you act like, you seem as if you are aware of the values that are being lost. Mm-hmm. And, the question is, how do you take the august body mm-hmm. of the Senate and the federal government, the House, and immigration is such an important thing.
It is.
And the way it's handled in so many countries is that especially in Europe, is that businesses are simply fined outrageous amounts of money if they're caught employing an illegal alien.
Yes.
And the problem just goes away.
Yeah.
It would take nothing to stop this. We don't have to build fences. We don't have to have 20,000 extra border agents this month. We don't have to have hundreds and hundreds of people strung out all over everywhere. All you do is pass a law that says there's a $50,000 fine if you hire an illegal alien. And it's over mm-hmm. on the first offense. The second offense is $200,000. And the third offense, somebody goes to jail. And the problem is solved. Now, you people have to know that. You have access to all kinds of data and people. And how do we as citizens take seriously that you really are trying to solve the problem when the problem is so easily solved if you wanted to? Now, you may be the exception, and I'm not trying to be rude to you.
No, you're not being rude at all.
I'm saying this could be solved.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that obviously don't want it solved, but they say they do.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us that care but can't do a cotton picking thing but listen to crap and listen to the things that while our country's being sold out, you know, 11 million people are not going to vote. How is that going to work?
I hope they're not going to vote, Rocky. And I hear everything you're saying, and I appreciate the passion in your voice and the sincerity of your concern, and share it. And I am not afraid, by the way, to stand up to the business lobby in this country, who really does. In many respects, many of them do want an immigration process much like we have now, because it helps them. They get cheap labor. And that's why I think, Rocky, one thing I appreciate about what you're saying is it's hard to blame the immigrant who's coming here to make money. But it's easy to blame the employer who's facilitating illegal activity. And that really ought to be the target of much of what we're doing and what we're talking about. We can put up armed guards all along the border with, you know, big guns and make sure none of these folks, you know, none of the folks come across. But that's why I always say we have to have a comprehensive plan that facilitates legal immigration that meets the demands, the workforce demands of our free enterprise system and our economy. And so we can do things that streamline the process, that are compassionate, and that enhances legal immigration to meet the, for example, the high-tech needs of a Microsoft or the seasonal workforce of our construction or farm economies in a way that is compassionate, in a way that is streamlined, in a way that keeps track of folks and that attracts the right kind of people by targeting, as Rocky's talking about, the employer. I'm not afraid to do that. Having said all of that, Rocky, one of the things that is unique about the United States, it is different than certainly than Europe. We are a freer society. And, you know, it was Churchill that said democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others. We're the freest form of democracy that exists in the world. And some of what we're experiencing is as a result of that, because we have a very collaborative process, because we do have three branches of government, and within the legislative branch there are two distinctly different chambers that are elected in different ways for different terms and all of that. So I hear you. I appreciate what you're saying. I take it to heart, and it'll be a point of great discussion when we have the House bill. Now, remember, this is the other thing, and I know this is frustrating to watch sometimes from a distance, but what the Senate did with immigration reform was obviously a more moderate reform than the House is going to agree to. We're only at halftime of even that in the immigration reform process. The House will have a much tighter bill. It'll have much more border security. It'll have stricter penalties. It will have a much more difficult path to legalization. I don't even like to talk about citizenship in the context of illegals. It's a collaborative process designed by our founders to be exactly that.
Appreciate the call, Rocky and Tioga. There's four others behind you, so we'll go quickly as we can to all these calls. Mike Bismarck, then we're going to go to Mark Bismarck, Mark Grand Forks, Larry Fargo, just to get you the order here. 800-228-0550. Mike in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Congressman, I'd like to thank you, I guess. Give you a little background. My daughter was in a gas station here in Bismarck filling up her car, and a Air National Guard vehicle came and sideswiped her vehicle. She was told, he was charged with care required and everything, but she was told by the government that it could take up to 6 months for her case to be resolved. So I told her, let's get a hold of you and Senator Holden and Senator Heitkamp, see if we can put a little squeeze to them. Well, it's been 7 weeks now, and we're finally getting, she's got it resolved. She's just waiting for her money now. Mm-hmm. But I believe, is it Randy Richards in your Fargo office?
He's in my Grand Forks office, and he handles our military issues, yes.
He handled it, and we think that that's what made it, expedited it. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to give you guys a public thank you. I think that's what we need, you guys helping us little guys. And I also want to say I think that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard, that it would take up to 6 months for to get an accident resolved where it was mm-hmm. cut and dried.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. And Randy's a very good guy. He's quite exceptional, to say the least. And he's a veteran himself and understands the issues. I would say, Mike, and this is the first I'd heard of it, so in full disclosure, I was not involved personally in your daughter's case, so I'm grateful to hear it's turning out. But what you experienced, and it speaks volumes to the fact that there can be and ought to be efficiencies in every department of the federal government, and that the bureaucracy is such that it is pretty well running the place. And that's very frustrating to elected people, because you're exactly right. There's no doubt that reams of paperwork, mountains of bureaucracy, probably jobs somewhere in the Pentagon that are only there to make a 7 week process become 6 months. And that's why I get very frustrated when even the military, as much as I support them and love them and appreciate them, and I am as supportive as any member of Congress, but when they take cuts like the sequester had and furlough employees, you know, for a week here or a day there, rather than going to the bottom, if you will, of the priority list and taking the whole thing, that's the type of management that we need to replace, in all honesty. And so... I'm getting a little beyond the point, Mike, but I appreciate the call and the compliment on Randy's behalf.
Mike, thanks for the phone call, and we're backing up on calls, so we'll try to keep the questions and answers brief. Let's go to Mark in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Real quick, I will let you answer or make comment if you want. First of all, I have to apologize to the congressman for having the senators that we have fail to stand up on the immigration part of this. They could have made that tougher, worked harder, made the entire Senate work harder. The thing I don't understand is we keep talking about passing new laws, and mm-hmm. we have laws on the books. It's yeah. against the law to sneak into this country. It's against the law to employ illegal immigrants. When and where do we enforce laws rather than just stacking more of them on top of one another?
Mark raises the best point of the day in terms of immigration reform, and he's exactly right. They're called illegal for a reason. And that's why when you hear people talk about amnesty and you hear folks refer to what we currently have as de facto amnesty, it's because it gets back, I think, Mark, in many respects to the overreach of the administration, the executive branch, whether it's Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton. We need to enforce the current laws. That's a great starting point, great point, and good way to go into a break.
When we come back, Larry in Fargo has a question about Republicans, Mark in Grand Forks on Obamacare, and we'll try and go through a lightning round of issues here. Don't go away, folks. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages. Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name, quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds. That's right. And it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zeeland, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for the weekly talk radio town hall. And as usual, the callers direct the topics. We have a number of topics we didn't even have a chance to get to yet. Update on the farm bill, war on coal, Spirit Lake election results.
And we are going to talk about the farm bill.
The Bakken Amendment.
film effort that will be going on. We're seeing tonight. We talked a little bit about that last hour. Anyway, let's finish on these calls. Did we finish with Mark and Bismarck? Mark, did you get your answer?
We're with Larry now, I think, in Fargo.
Larry in Fargo's gone.
Okay. So we have Mark in Grand Forks, then.
Yeah, okay. Mark in Grand Forks. Go ahead. You're up. Mark in Grand Forks, are you there?
I think Mark was having a cell service problem.
It sounded like it. Yeah, I heard a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he's cutting out a little bit.
We don't have a good connection here, so.
Okay, well, if you can get back in time, let's move on to the farm bill, because I'm giddy today, Kevin. I have been harping on this, I've been banging this drum, and it didn't get any traction. Now it seems to be getting traction, where lawmakers are actually talking about splitting the farm bill from the nutrition programs.
Well, and of course, as I've explained on this show many times, it goes back several decades to a time when urban liberals who support food stamps and rural conservatives who support agriculture found a way to create aggregate really a majority, an alliance that supports both. That alliance really broke down when we failed to pass a farm bill a couple of weeks ago. And I think to some degree, Steve, because a lot of members of Congress have your frustration, the nutrition piece has grown so dramatically.
And that's mandated to be funded
anyway. It's mandated. That's the other thing. It's an entitlement. So food stamps are going to be 80% of the farm bill in this current bill, and only 20% agriculture. Agriculture took a 10% cut in this bill. We tried a simple 2.5% cut on the nutrition side, and Democrats didn't support the bill for that reason.
And by the way, your colleague Congressman Peterson is saying the Republican cuts to the nutrition program, to the food stamps, were too extreme at 3%. Too extreme.
3%, by the way, 3% cut in a program that's more than doubled in the last 5 years. It's a cut in growth. It's not even really a cut on the food stamp side.
So, bottom line, will the Bakken Amendment, is that a reality here? Is that possible?
No, listen, it's the main topic right now, and I think what will happen is next week when we get back.
And they called me crazy.
We're gonna talk about it with leadership. I've actually met with both the Speaker and the Majority Leader in their offices with other members of Congress, conservative members that they want me to help them work with. And I think the only way, because here's the thing, we couldn't get Democrats on this last bill. So there's only one thing to do. There are two things to do. You need to make the bill more conservative or make it more liberal. More conservative to get more Republican votes, more liberal to get more Democrat votes. There's not an appetite for more liberal. So I think there's a very good possibility we split it. Now, in my view, I believe more Democrats ought to support the farm portion this way because they don't have to vote then for what they perceive as a cut in food stamps because they can just simply vote for the agricultural side. The conservatives have wanted this for a long time. If we can get enough to say, yep, this is the direction I want to go, we're going there.
Let's get back to the phone calls. Larry is back. Larry, what's on your mind today for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Congressman Cramer, why is your Republican Party constantly slapping me in the face and trying to drive me away? Seems the only thing you guys are willing to fight is your conservative base.
Well, I guess I'd have to have more specifics than that, Larry. I don't know
okay,
what you'd be
specifics.
Talking about.
The immigration bill, Hovind Corker, Ricky Rubio.
Well, with regard to Senator Hovind, he took a liberal bill and made it more conservative in a body, by the way, that's controlled by Democrats. This is the Senate's
baloney. That bill doesn't mean a thing if the government isn't going to enforce it.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but the legislative branch, and in the case of Senator Hovind, who's a minority member in the Senate, the Democrats control the Senate, they had a bill that they were going to bring up. Senator Hovind, really, in many respects, with nothing to be gained by it, obviously, there's nothing in it for him. Immigration's not, you know, he's not really playing to his constituents per se, but to try to help solve the problem, actually brought the bill more to the Republican side by putting more enforcement on the border, adding some resources to border enforcement, realizing, Larry, and others that are listening, that's only half of the formula. The Senate's only half of the formula. So to keep immigration reform alive, and by the way, pretty much everybody I know thinks we need immigration reform. They just might approach it differently. So I think we need to give them some credit and see how this thing plays out in the long run.
All right. Mark and Bismarck, quickly for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment with Gabrielle Gifford being North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I would love to see What's on Your Mind have a Ted Nugent rally. I think Ted is very articulate, and I think a lot of people think the way he does as far as, you know, lawful gun owners go. And I'd love to see you guys have a promotion and have a rally and maybe a barbecue. We can just sit around and talk about the rights to bear arms in this country and how that's being attacked every single day.
30 seconds for your answer, Kev.
Well, if you want to have one, I think you ought to have one. I think he makes a very good point.
I can get you his number.
Yeah. Yes. I suspect he'd be all up for that, especially if you brought him out during hunting season, let him shoot something.
Mm-hmm. Breath of fresh air. Appreciate the call.
A little Tannerite. He'll blow things up, too.
Is a change of Spirit Lake a good thing?
Well, I think change at Spirit Lake is a good thing for sure because they needed a clean slate, new start. I talked to the chairman now a couple of times, the new chairman, and I'm going to meet with him on Friday.
All right, sounds good. Have a great 4th of July. We'll save the war on coal and update on the farm bill for next Wednesday.
Look forward to it as always, guys. Thanks.
It's fun, isn't it, Steve? Every week. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. Have a fabulous 4th of July, folks, and thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.